pre-planned, not thought about. Sure. I mean, just one, and then we'll call you later, you know, so no pressure. Just like, do you love Jesus?
Of course.
What has the Lord done for you in your life this weekend? You want to sing us a song? You were one of the ones doing the dishes singing.
Do I want to sing the song?
She thinks I'm serious, though. That's all right. Let's have fun with you. So, did you want to tell us anything good? Did God, was there a special moment, a highlight? Was it life-changing for you this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Lots happened, so I don't know. I have to pick a short story. But, well, Christy and Tiana, my focus group leaders, kind of showed up at my house after school. I walk up the driveway, and I see them, and they have Judah there as bait to get me to come. So I run to see Judah. And then they're like, let's go to a retreat. Go pack your stuff. And then I was like, okay. So we went and I grabbed a handful of clothes and I ran out the door. And then I got at Chrissy's house and she gave me stuff. And I got to retreat and I had some emotional ties to things that weren't good. And I was desperately trying to find a phone or something to call my friends or text them. And I was crying and I had some really, really strong emotional ties because I had been talking to someone every single day, all day, literally all day, every 5 minutes, for about 3 months. And it came to the point where I was kind of like addicted to that person. And so Josh was on the drums and he, during worship, he comes down from the drums. Yeah, Saturday night. He comes down in the middle of worship, and he puts his hands on my shoulder, and he totally read my mail. He's like, I break off all emotional ties, all counterfeit love, everything in Jesus' name. And I was like, I was down. And then Michelle and him were praying for me, and they were praying for me. And then I got up, and then I looked at Tiana's phone, and he had sent her a text to me saying that he missed me or something. And I didn't even want to text him back. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. So that was something, that was kind of the reason why I didn't want to come back is because I didn't want to have to choose. And it was just cool how God uses people that love you. And he uses the right people at the right time. And it's just like, they read my mail and it was just like, oh, it was freeing and it, I don't know. It was great.
Wow.
Yes, she can sit down. She wants to sit down. Amen. Don't you love the Lord? He certainly knows what he's doing. So we just celebrate you today, Lord, and we just praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you indeed are on the throne. And this is a new day. This is a new day. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Can we hear that? We are glad in it. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that testimony. And Lord, may there be many more just testifying of your greatness, your goodness, and your majesty. We love you so much, Lord.
So if you were at retreat in person or in spirit and you want to come forward and worship up here, it'll be way too limiting in those pews. The song's called Battle Prayer. So we need to battle while we're singing. Let your light come. Oh, break down the darkness, Jesus. Let your power. What does that look like? What challenges will I face, Lord? What will it mean for me? Will I have to serve my enemies? Yeah. Will I have to love them? Oh, yeah. Will I have to do things that are way over my head? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Way over your head. But as we found out this weekend and we've found out at other times, He's willing to give us the faith as a gift, the joy as a gift, the ability to do anything in the Spirit is a gift. Gift, gift. The Father gives good gifts. Everything's a gift. Salvation's a gift. Jesus in our heart is a gift. Holy Spirit is a gift. Gift, gift. You see, He provides everything we need for life and godliness. All He needs is our yes. Yes, Lord. I'm doing it not because I think it'll make me points. I've already made all kinds of points with you just by receiving Jesus into my life. Now it's about love. Now I'm putting my ear down just because I want to. You aren't forcing me. You aren't putting me on that block, by golly, driving that spike through my earlobe. Presenting ourselves, volunteers. Here we are, Lord. We love you so much. Take both earlobes. Take all the lobes, Lord. Drive through your spike. I love serving you, Jesus. I'm going to have the most exciting life I can possibly have. You'll make sure of it. Because I am your servant, and you had an incredible life. Signs, wonders, healings, deliverances, everywhere He went, people had to make a choice. Do I believe Jesus or don't I? Don't you want that kind of impact? You walk into Walmart and people are like, I smell something different just came in through the door. It's a good fragrance. Wow! If you go out to the one on 21, I would suggest you go there because there's something out there in the air. If you've ever been out there, we need some of you out there. Woo! Pretty strong.
Someone wants to come up and share how awesome God has been for them this weekend. If you've just felt the awesomeness of God and encountered the living presence of the Lord, this weekend it's been just a tremendous special experience or encounter, just a revelation of the vastness and the greatness of His love. Come declare it and share it. Yay.
Oh, this weekend was just amazing, like, countless ways. Just the, like, you know, you think you receive some freedom when you're at, like, one retreat or another, and then you just come back, and it's just more at a deeper level, and He just, like, reveals, Jesus reveals Himself to you on just such an amazing level. He just, like, just reaches in and says, hi, I am right here. See this? See, I want this part of you. You have not given it to me yet. And at times it's just so hard to do, and you think, wow, this, I don't even recognize this as being, like, detrimental to my relationship. It seems something so trivial that you're just like, oh, whatever, this is fine. And then He just reaches in and is just like, look right there at that part. I want it. I want it so bad that I will do anything for you to get it. And that feeling when He does take it and when you have to release it, but that second that happens, it's just so great. It is so amazing. It's the, like, literally the best feeling in the world. And it's so indescribable. I just, whew.
burning for the Lord. Hey!
Oh, thank you, Jesus. More. Just unwrap him, Lord. Just unravel him. Totally unraveled for Jesus. That's good. Just get unraveled. That's good. Just get unraveled.
I was, before the weekend started, I was praying to the Lord about it, and I was just entering, and I was like, Lord, okay, this weekend, I'm gonna talk to you about it. And as you can see, the weekend was amazing, as you can see right there. But the Lord said to me when I was praying, I had these old thoughts come into my head, this old pattern of thinking that I used to think like, and I was like, no, I don't want this, Lord. And the Lord told me that oldness is gone this weekend and newness is going to come. And that's just what happened. The first day was like the day of entrance. It was like the gateway. I was just, okay, I'm walking in. The next day, I got hit in the chest by the Lord's loving fist. And it just shattered me. And so I'm just in 1,000 broken pieces. And then the next day, he just wiped all the pieces away and just left me clean. And, for all you video game fans out there, the Saturday was like Mortal Kombat. When they're about to die, they're like swaying around like this, and there's a voice that says, "Finish him," and then. One hit, and he's gone. So, except I was like, "Finish me, Lord."
It started off as like really being a battle just with just my mind and thoughts, and first night I didn't have any sleep at all. But like through different times, like during worship and just through different activities, like God's presence and his grace and love would just come, and he just kept pouring out his his truth into me, and it was really amazing. And then last night I was having some prayer, and God just really just brought strength and life into my spirit, and I just rose up more, and I just have lots more courage. And then during worship today, I could just feel God's presence, and it just felt like I was a rocket ship just shooting up, and that I was just accelerating, and it was awesome. And God, he gave me this, I had this picture of this sword in my hands, and really cool looking. I'm gonna have to draw it, and it's just amazing. I just feel so empowered, and like I'm awake and alive. It's amazing.
Awesome. Carly, I think you have something on your heart.
Yeah.
The Lord just poured out on me this weekend, and just dance. I got to be on the dance team, and the dance was just so anointed. And as we were dancing, I just so felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, and my whole body was tingling, and I was just dancing. And during soaking, I just was hearing words about how God had given me the gift of dance to just, that I can just, to use to just reach people and to break strongholds, and how dance is just a international language. Just anyone can understand it. And so it's something that I can use abroad, like when I go to Mozambique this summer. And it's something that I can use right here, and it's something that I can use on Mount Union's campus. And I am just so, so excited about that. And he just really just poured out his love and just broke off just disbelief and fear that I had about evangelism. And I had a lot of fear that things that I was going to, like if I told someone the wrong thing, or if I said the wrong thing, then I was going to turn them away from the Lord. And that was just such a lie. And so I just broke that off completely, because I know that when the Holy Spirit is speaking through me, that's only going to draw people. It's only going to draw people. So I just broke off all fear, and I'm just so excited for just evangelism and to just bring revival to Mount Union's campus, which has just been spoken out like crazy. So it was awesome. Yes, yes. Awesome.
She's already burning. Let's just say more, Lord. Just more. Yes, Lord. Wait, whoa. Amanda. There she is. Make your way. This is called being wrecked for Jesus. Woo! There's a very strong presence up here.
Okay, I'm going to try to get through this. Last retreat. It's so funny. Okay, focus. Last retreat, the Lord dealt with my, he just showed me how I was the bride, and he's the bridegroom. That's awesome. And then this retreat, he dealt with a bunch of things, actually, but one of them was just my orphan mentality, and I knew that's what I wanted him to deal with, that I was just ready to move on. And he just totally showed up. I had a bunch of pictures. One of them was that from the desert, the oasis. When we're in the desert, he searches for us like a parent who's lost their child in the mall. That he searches us with, seeks us out in the desert with passion and with fervor. And that it's not like, oh, I'm God and I'm just going to wait till you come back. But it's like, you are my child and you're lost and I'm coming to get you because I love you.
Yes.
Ooh. And then he took me to the garden, my garden in heaven, where the ballroom is where we dance, and there's like the secret garden too, where we sit by this waterfall. And then he also told me that's with Jesus, and then I was with the Father, and I was in this little girl dress, and he built a well for me, and it was decorated with pink roses, and there's a garden growing around it, and it's flowing with living water, and he gave me a drink. And then there was a big tree that overlooked the plain in Africa, and the tree was me, and there were jewels on it intermixed with dark green leaves, and that tree was me, and the tree grows through obedience and through hearing and listening to the truth, because I needed to deal with my obedience and accountability issues. And the tree gets fed through the living water from the well. And that coincided with a word and a picture Jamie gave me at the first Friday thing. And then it also, that time that Pastor Bill stayed till like 6 o'clock at night. The word, it like completely fulfilled that and the one from Jamie, and it was like a 3-day process for that. And then the other one, there's this picture that I've had in my mind for like years. The abandonment thing was like a generational curse in my family, because my great-grandfather was orphaned in the Carpathian Rusyn Mountains in Slovakia. He loved them but didn't know how to show it. And so, but when my grandma was little, the Nana that everyone has been praying for, when she was little, they would walk like 5 or 8 miles from like downtown Cleveland where they lived to Garfield Heights and south side of Cleveland. And when they would get tired from the long walk, he'd let them sit in the wheelbarrow and he'd push them up the hill. And that was the best way he knew how to love them. Well, I had this picture and the Lord showed it to me. And it was Father God, and there were 2 children in the wheelbarrow outside of the school that my mom went to elementary school. It was the school where the orchard was, where they would go pick berries with the wheelbarrow. So I saw this picture, but it was Father God. It wasn't my great-grandfather, and there were 2 children in it, and it looked at first like it was my Nana and her brother, but it was me and my brother. It was prophesied over my brother's birth, because there was that in my family, like prophets and stuff. And it was prophesied over his birth because he had Down syndrome in the womb that he was going to be like this man of God. And he's so afflicted. He's so afflicted that he shakes when he stands next to me. And Lord showed me that he's in the wheelbarrow too with me, and that the Lord's taking care of him, and that he's coming into freedom. And that I'm standing in the gap for him, and no matter what I did when I was a little girl and I'm not totally understanding how to be a big sister, that I'm being a big sister now, and that the Lord has him and he's going to come into freedom. And I love him so much, and it was just like he hasn't abandoned me or my brother or my whole family. Like,
you know, when the Lord speaks, he's just so good, isn't he? Isn't he so faithful? He just meets us where we are, and he just really touches the depths of our hearts, and he just meets every need that we have. He really does. He's so gracious. He gets into the real small places we can't see. And he says, I'm here. I'm here. Let me tell you who I am, what I'm going to do. That's our good God. That's our good God. So good. There was a real increase this weekend. Maybe you can tell. An increase in all ways, because that's the nature of our God. He's saying, I want to increase you because I am the God of increase. I am the God of breakthrough. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh. Where's Stephanie? Stephanie, come here. Come here.
I had like a full revelation this weekend. I've never realized how much God loves me. Like, I've never realized how much Jesus did for me. And just seeing that scene from The Passion, and then last night, I just went outside because I was really hot from worshiping so hard. I went to get a drink, and I just stood outside and praised him by myself. And it was just me and him. And it was so amazing. And as soon as I walk in the doors again, I see Ashley, who's walking around the tables without her crutches. And I'm just blown away. And then this morning, Lawrence was talking, and he was talking about new beginnings and just the passion that was flowing out of him. He could barely talk because he was crying so hard. And I was just like, God, I want that. I want that so bad. And I had a full revelation of what God's done for me and how much he loves me.
once more. Yes, Lord. We just lift our hands right now to the Lord. The Lord gives us a revelation right now, deeper, deeper personal revelation of how much He loves us right now. Just close our eyes. Let these folks enjoy Him. But let's receive. Let's just receive from Him. Holy Spirit, just come. Come and increase all the way through this house. There's a mighty wind through this place. Oh, hey. Just blow, Holy Spirit. Just blow. Just blow. You are the one who is the saver of dreams. You are the one who is the keeper of promises. You are the giver of good things. You are the father of lights. Holy One, come. Come and bring your rain. Bring your rain. Bring your rain on this house. Bring your rain on the little people. Bring your rain on all of us, oh God. Let it rain. Just rain down. Just rain down. You should see gold. Gold in the heavenlies here. Gold just raining right down into this place. Let it rain. Wow. Let it burn. Burn, burn in us. Let it rain, Lord God. Fire of the Holy One right now. Let's be on our feet and just praise Him. Can we do that? Burn in me as we receive from Him right now.
Let the fire of the Holy One.